Here begins Smurfs Tale Collection 1, narrated by John Hastings for Saga Egmont. The Smurfette. It's well into the night, but in Gargamel's cottage, the light is burning in one of the windows. What sinister plan could he be preparing at such a late hour?
Combine the blue clay with a dram of crocodile tears, a viper's tongue, and a peck of bird brain. Ah, you shall not escape me this time, you wretched goblins,
the wizard says. So it is for the Smurfs, his eternal enemies, that Gargamel is laying his new diabolical trap. The following day in the forest, the Smurfs are busy with a very important task. Collecting food for the upcoming winter. They are gathering chestnuts, walnuts, hazelnuts. They need to have enough resources to survive until spring. One Smurf, who has walked away from the others, suddenly hears a strange noise. It sounds like someone weeping in a tiny, high-pitched voice. The Smurf comes closer and finds a very curious creature in the middle of the clearing.
Who are you?
The Smurf asks.
I'm a Smurfette,
the creature answers.
Is that so? I've never seen one. And why are you smurfing like this?
Because I'm alone, and I have nowhere to go.
Well, in this case, you can smurf to the village with me.
Oh, thank you, but I'm so tired. Could you carry me?
All right,
he replies, and slings her over his shoulder like an ordinary sack of potatoes. The arrival of the strange creature causes a sensation in the Smurf village. Everyone rushes to see her up close, hear her high-pitched voice, and watch her strange behavior. Smurfette moves into one of the mushroom houses and decides to decorate it by herself. The Smurfs are a little surprised by her taste, but she seems so miserable that they do whatever she wants just to cheer her up. Unfortunately, their new friend was created by the infamous wizard Gargamel, who then sent her to the Smurf village. She communicates with her master using her magic powder box.
Remember, Gargamel says to her, you have to take control over their hearts. Then they'll do anything you want.
But the task is not easy. While the Smurfs want Smurfette to feel welcome, they certainly...